welcome to Mailbox. First of all, I would like to thank all of you who have wished Radio Prague a happy 75th anniversary. Preparations for our celebration on August the 31st are well underway. A special news conference on the current state of international broadcasting will be held here in the Czech Radio building, where an exhibit of the 75 years of Radio Prague will be on display. On August the 31st, a Czech radio tent will be set up in the Prague city centre, where staff will distribute Radio Prague promotional materials, and there will also be live broadcasts from the tent. Those of you who tune in to the Radio Prague broadcast on August the 31st will receive a special stamped QSL card. We will be looking forward to your reception reports. Now on to your emails. Last weekend's Prague Pride Gay and Lesbian March sparked controversy among Czech officials, and some of our listeners reacted to their statements. Karen Rose, who has dual Czech and US citizenship, commented on the fact that Prague's mayor, Bohuslav Svoboda, had refused a call from Prague Archbishop Dominik Duka to withdraw his support for the festival.
Doesn't the dear Archbishop realize that there exists a separation of church and state, and that calling on officials to influence them one way or the other is just not done in a democracy?
Frank Miata from New York City is a former Prague resident.
I was shocked to read about Petr Hayek's comments concerning the gay and lesbian festival in Prague. We have an expression in America, people who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. The views of Mr. Hayek's boss on climate change most certainly could be called deviant, odd, or strange. Hayek seems to have missed the reason for the city's tolerant welcome of this festival, commerce. If there is a deviant mind at work, Petra should look in the mirror.
Carl G. Smith from Iceland responded to an older Radio Prague story.
Thanks for your Josef Lada article. I've always loved his beautiful paintings, Bohemian Peasants, Christmas, and so on. I am sorry Lada is not well known here. I wish our television would represent him and his work.
Colin Law from New Zealand experienced a technical problem with our email news service.
I am writing to tell you, in case you don't already know about it, there seems to be a problem with your mail system. At the time of writing, I have not yet received your news email that would normally have arrived here about 9 hours ago. Examination of the headers in delivery of news on 8th of August and of Radio Prague today on the 9th of August suggests that the emails are getting stuck in your file servers.
Thank you very much for alerting us to the problem, and we apologize for the inconvenience. Matt and Amy Smith, on the other hand, asked to be removed from Radio Prague's e-news mailing list.
It's a pity that the right of free speech isn't based on the obligation to say something sensible.
Do you share their view, or do you have a different opinion of Radio Prague's broadcasts? Please let us know. We rely on your feedback to make our programs better. In a similar tone, Bill Bergadano dropped us this note.
So how is the internet radio thing going? I was just wondering, since you made the very myopic choice to go to web and satellite-delivered content, have you gotten 100 listeners yet?
First, let me repeat that it was not Radio Prague's idea to discontinue shortwave broadcasts, but rather a result of the current economic reality. Judging from the ceaseless flow of emails, as well as the ever-growing crowd of Radio Prague fans on Facebook, our audience definitely exceeds 100. And here's a comment on the subject by Siegfried Rambaum, who left it on our Facebook page.
I actually listen more to Radio Prague on the internet than on the radio. Last but not least, because I can browse the section archives and listen to what piques my curiosity.
Do you follow Radio Prague? Do you enjoy our broadcasts? Is there something you miss in our programs? Please let us know. We appreciate your feedback. And if you include a correct answer to our monthly quiz in your email, you may even win a Radio Prague goodie bag. In August, we are looking for the name of a Mexican film actress who was born in 1926 in Prague and died in Mexico City only 29 years later. Please send us her name by the end of August to english@radio.cz. Any questions and comments are welcome. Make sure to tune in on August the 31st for the special 75th anniversary broadcast. Your reception reports will be rewarded by special QSL cards. Mailbox will be back again on September the 3rd. Until then, take care.